Welcome to our pre-show. We're back. We had further technical difficulties with our TriCaster, which necessitated, that's right, a tape show yesterday. However, we fixed them. And one of the ways we're going to be fixing it is a new TriCaster. But you might have noticed in the replay of the best of video cast, we had some real starts and stops. But that stuff seems to have been worked out for now. I like the quote. They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. They tried to bury us. They didn't know we were seeds. A Mexican proverb. I love that. I got to figure out a way to get some pictures I want onto Instagram. And I have them here in the TriCaster. I have them on the show, but I cannot, I don't know what I'm going to do. one of them is this one of Henry Rollins and myself, so I'm very proud of that picture. Henry's a terrific guy, and he sent me a Gahan Wilson documentary, which he heard me talking about it, and I love this. Gahan Wilson's an amazing cartoonist. Worked for what was the magazine he worked? Esquire, and a New Yorker, and then he was one year of Patty Arquette. Shortly after this picture was taken, she won an Academy Award, and this was during the Bobby Dooley thing. Bobby interviewed Henry. In fact, I think Bobby interviewed every single one of these celebrities that you may see from time to time here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Thank you. Dee dee dee. All right, man. All right, cool. So that's got that done. What do we have tonight on the show? We have Larry Grover. There's a new Larry Grover Twitter account. It's Larry Grover 42, I think. Larry Grover 42. Okay? Because there's 9 million Larry Grovers. And because, you know, to get things verified on Twitter, you have to die and be reborn as one of the emperors of Rome or something, and then you can, you have to prove your bloodline all the way back to Caligula, and then you get fucking verified on Twitter. Now, getting verified on Instagram, that's a whole other battle. Verification on Instagram necessitates enduring a 7-month underwater trip on a nuclear submarine under the polar ice cap, and then, and only then, fuck, I don't know. So I don't even worry about that shit anymore. I used to sweat the verification thing, but what the fuck, man? You know, it's a fucking jive monkey bullshit thing. Loopy-dee. There's a lot of different social media. The very word social media is starting to bug me.
Social media. You've got to be active on the social media.
All right. So on today's show, we have Larry Grover. Excuse me. Let me see what we got going on here. I don't know why the only camera it appears that you're able to white balance is camera 2. I thought I'd throw the ocean in behind us because I like the ocean. Prepares for the weirdest election day in history. Oh, prepare for the weirdest election in history after a candidate allegedly body slams a reporter. That happened in Montana. With a gift and in conversation, Vatican presses Trump on climate change. I have a theory about all of that shit. I think it's just him being contrary. I do. I think he thrives on being contrary. I think if you say, well, I got Trump figured out, well, the way he's going to go on this is such and such, he may just go the opposite way because he just doesn't want you knowing what he's going to do. I mean, that's really how I feel. And I think I've seen evidence of that. And I think the whole climate change thing is one that he says, you know what? Fuck that. I think intuitively I'll go against climate change because he believes that his intuition, you know, and guys that go that way, guys that think just like, you know, as Hitler used to say, and I'm not saying Trump's Hitler, okay, so don't worry. But he did say, but totalitarian autocratic thinkers do think this similarly. Hitler used to say, I walk with the assurance of a sleepwalker. Now think of that. I walk with the assurance of a sleepwalker. I just instinctively know where to go. That was Hitler's view of himself. And he also didn't feel like he had to discuss anything with anybody, get anybody to weigh in on anything. He would, but he did it in such a way so as it didn't seem like he was getting advice. He held forth and at dinners that went on interminably long for 5, 6, 7 hours. People couldn't get up from the table and leave until he said, okay, everybody, go to bed. Otherwise, Hitler would sit there and just fucking run his goddamn mouth. All kinds of shit like that, man. So this is this goddamn hand-holding thing between Trump and Melania Trump, the first lady and the first man, then the first guy. Where is this guy? Here we go. I don't know, man. I'm having a hard time seeing this shit, but take a look. What is this? It's an ad? Fuck me. Here they are. Now watch this. I will, I'll pause it. Don't worry. Don't worry. I don't know. Is this actual music from the goddamn thing? Watch his left, obviously his left hand and her right hand. And she waved his hand off. Well, now, so that's one. Batted his hand away. I think my opinion is, not that anybody asked,
at Fidelity, trades are now just $4.95, so you can trade with a clear advantage. Fidelity, where smarter investors will always be.
The CBO score, as you know, you were waiting to make your decision about healthcare until you saw the bill and it just came out. And
well, I don't want to go into this fucking fucking fist fight broke out or some shit in Montana. Let me see. It's very interesting. You know, I think about that whole Melania Trump hand-holding thing. I think a lot of his behavior toward her in public has been recycled so much. A lot of it has gone viral, but it has been sort of ever-present on the internet to the point where it's probably gotten up in her face a little bit. Like the inauguration day when he went up the steps without her, which was, it's just, there's no breeding there. I'm sorry. There's no breeding there. And a guy like that, I don't doubt it. I mean, he was not socialized like a normal person because he was raised by these wealthy people who just didn't bother to, you know, didn't bother to teach him any of the just basic manners. So that's why he has such a, he also has a very fucked up view of reality in the point, to the point where he doesn't know how normal people think or act. This whole thing at the Wailing Wall and the way he signed his testimonial was very, I don't know, distant and unemotional or non-emotional. Anyway, I think she just got sick and tired of him just for a couple of times. You know, obviously, it's something that probably worked out already, but obviously, she probably said, you know, if you don't want to take my arm, you don't want to be a gentleman, okay, fine. I can find my own way around this motherfucker, you know? Although, I bet you money. And what do you think about their relationship? Do you think in private she runs him a little bit? Do you think she just kind of... I don't. I don't think... Trump doesn't seem to be pussy-whipped at all. But I digress. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the world on my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love. Jeffrey Nisnik. Where are you at, Jeffrey? Wait a minute, motherfucker. Wait. Where are you at, Jeffrey? What city are you in, man? Las Vegas, Nevada. Sisters.
A actor, producer, director, author. What else can you do, Bryan Cranston?
I sweep floors.
You do?
And I load a dishwasher really, really well.